to 28. "So," Spike said, "you two got anything going these days?"
"What we've got going," Senny said, "as you well know, is my ex-husband and Jesse's ex-wife."
"It's a start," Spike said. Jesse smiled. "How are things with Marcy Campbell?" Jesse said.
The three of them were sitting on the deck of the Grey Gull as the sun set behind them, stretching the shadows of the boats at mooring toward Paradise Neck.
"Good," Spike said. "She really likes you."
"Everybody does," Jesse said. "Is she finding you any property?"
"She doesn't do commercial real estate, but she is co-brokering with a guy who does."
"Find anything?" Jesse said. He was drinking beer. Spike had a maker's mark on the rocks. Sonny sipped some Riesling.
"Yep," Spike said.
"You did?" Sonny said.
"Yep."
"Well, where?" Sonny said.
Spike grinned.
"Right here," he said.
"The Grey Gull?" Sonny said.
"Yep. Soon to be Spike's North."
"My God," Sonny said.
"Congratulations," Jesse said.
"But you can't call it Spike's North," Sonny said.
"Why not?"
"Because it's the Grey Gull," Sonny said. "It's been here forever."
"Or at least since you started fooling around with the chief," Spike said.
"At least that long," Sonny said. "The name's got history. People will be mad if you change it."
"Like I should care," Spike said.
"Customers will be mad at you," Sonny said. Spike smiled at Sonny. She often referred to Spike as her compliance consultant, and Jesse could see why. He wasn't unusually tall, but he had about him the massive, shapeless force of a bear.
"Like I do care," he said. "How about Spike's Grey Gull?"
"Ech," Sonny said.
"Okay," Spike said. "Grey Gull."
"A proven winner," Sonny said.
"Sound right to you, Chief Jesse?" Spike said.
Spike's receding hair was cut very close to his skull, and his beard was trimmed short. There was a shiny go-to-hell look in his eyes.
"Fooling around?" Jesse said.
"Fooling around what?" Spike said.
"Sonny and I weren't fooling around," Jesse said. "We were serious."
"Oh," Spike said. "Excellent. If I weren't gayer than laughter, I'd be serious about it, too."
"Would you like to talk about me further?" Sonny said. "I'll try to be quiet."
"When I heard you were a private dick, I was hopeful," Spike said. "But then when I met you, my hopes were dashed."
"Short for detective," Sonny said.
"Sure," Spike said. "Now you tell me."
Sonny giggled. "When do you close?" Jesse said.
60 days, Spike said. "Then, if you want, you can run a tab here."
"What I need," Jesse said. "An open tab at a bar."